Peter was one of the 12 disciples. You may remember him as the one who denied Jesus 3 times the night before Jesus was killed. But after Jesus rose from the dead, Peter became an important leader in the church. He spent the last years of his life in Rome, helping believers who lived there. But Peter also wanted to help Christians who lived far away, who were suffering because of their faith. So he wrote them a letter. In his letter, Peter told them to be holy, which means set apart. Instead of blending in, they were supposed to stand out. Why? Because according to Peter, they were a holy nation, a kingdom of royal priests. A priest is someone who shows the way to God. The world is watching, Peter said. Let's show them what God is like by how we live, by doing good, and by loving each other. Then they'll have no choice but to give glory to God. As you listen to Peter's letter, think about how you can use your life to show others what God is like.
I, Peter, am writing this letter. I am an apostle of Jesus Christ. I am sending this letter to you, God's chosen people. You are strangers in the world. You are scattered all over. You have been chosen in keeping with what God the Father had planned. That happened through the Spirit's work to make you pure and holy. God chose you so that you might obey Jesus Christ. He wanted you to be made clean by the blood of Christ. May more and more grace and peace be given to you. Your salvation is going to be completed. Because you know this, you have great joy. You have joy even though you may have had to suffer for a little while. Your troubles have come in order to prove that your faith is real. It is worth more than gold. So prepare your minds for action. Control yourselves. Put your hope completely in the grace that will be given to you when Jesus Christ returns. The one who chose you is holy. So you should be holy in all that you do. It is written, "Be holy, because I am holy." You know that you were not bought with things that can pass away, like silver or gold. Instead, you were bought by the priceless blood of Christ. He is a perfect lamb. He doesn't have any flaws at all. He was chosen before God created the world, but he came into the world in these last days for you. Because of what Christ has done, you believe in God. It was God who raised him from the dead, and it was God who gave him glory. So your faith and hope are in God. You have made yourselves pure by obeying the truth, so you have an honest and true love for your brothers and sisters. Love each other deeply, from the heart. You have been born again by means of the living word of God. His word lasts forever. You were not born again from a seed that will die. You were born from a seed that can't die. So get rid of every kind of evil. Stop telling lies. Don't pretend to be something you are not. Stop wanting what others have. Don't speak against each other. Like babies that were just born, you should long for the pure milk of God's word. It will help you grow up as believers. You can do it now that you have tasted how good the Lord is. God chose you to be his people. You are royal priests. You are a holy nation. You are a people who belong to God. All of this is so that you can sing his praises. He brought you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Dear friends, you are outsiders and strangers in this world, so I'm asking you not to give in to your sinful longings. They fight against your soul. People who don't believe might say you are doing wrong, but lead good lives among them. Then they will see your good works and they will give glory to God on the day he comes to judge. Live like free people, but don't use your freedom to cover up evil. Live like people who serve God. Show proper respect to everyone. Love the community of believers. Have respect for God. Finally, I want all of you to live together in peace. Be understanding. Love one another like members of the same family. Be kind and tender. Don't be proud. Don't pay back evil with evil. Don't pay back unkind words with unkind words. Instead, pay them back with kind words. Who is going to hurt you if you really want to do good? But suppose you suffer for doing what is right. Then you will be blessed. But make sure in your hearts that Christ is Lord. Always be ready to give an answer to anyone who asks you about the hope you have. Be ready to give the reason for it, but do it gently and with respect. The end of all things is near, so keep a clear mind. Control yourselves, then you can pray. Most of all, love one another deeply. Love erases many sins by forgiving them. Welcome others into your homes without complaining. God's gifts of grace come in many forms. Each of you has received a gift in order to serve others. You should use it faithfully. If you speak, you should do it like one speaking God's very words. If you serve, you should do it with the strength God provides. Then in all things, God will be praised through Jesus Christ. Dear friends, don't be surprised by the painful suffering you are going through. Don't feel as if something strange were happening to you. Be joyful that you are taking part in Christ's sufferings. Then you will be filled with joy when Christ returns in glory. Suppose people make fun of you because you believe in Christ. Then you are blessed, because God's Spirit rests on you. He is the Spirit of glory. Suppose you suffer. Then it shouldn't be because you are a murderer or a thief. It shouldn't be because you do evil things. It shouldn't be because you poke your nose into other people's business. But suppose you suffer for being a Christian. Then don't be ashamed. Instead, praise God because you are known by that name. It is time for people to be judged. It will begin with the family of God, and since it begins with us, what will happen to people who don't obey God's good news? Scripture says, "Suppose it is hard for godly people to be saved, then what will happen to ungodly people and sinners?" Some people will suffer because God has planned it that way. They should commit themselves to their faithful Creator, and they should continue to do good. I'm speaking to the elders among you. Be shepherds of God's flock, the believers who are under your care. Serve as their leaders. Don't serve them because you have to. Instead, do it because you want to. That's what God wants you to do. Don't do it because you want to get more and more money. Do it because you really want to serve. Don't act as if you were a ruler over those who are under your care. Instead, be examples to the flock. The chief shepherd will come again. Then you will receive the crown of glory. It is a crown that will never fade away. Young men, follow the lead of those who are older. All of you, put on a spirit that is free of pride toward each other, as if it were your clothes. Scripture says, God opposes those who are proud, but he gives grace to those who are not. So don't be proud. Put yourselves under God's mighty hand. Then he will honor you at the right time. Turn all your worries over to him. He cares about you. Control yourselves. Be on your guard. Your enemy, the devil, is like a roaring lion. He prowls around looking for someone to chew up and swallow. Stand up to him. Stand firm in what you believe. All over the world, you know that your brothers and sisters are going through the same kind of suffering. God always gives you all the grace you need. So you will only have to suffer for a little while. Then God Himself will build you up again. He will make you strong and steady, and He has chosen you to share in His eternal glory because you belong to Christ. Give Him the power forever and ever. Amen. I consider Silas to be a faithful brother. With his help, I have written you this short letter. I have written it to cheer you up, and I have written to give witness about the true grace of God. The members of the church in Babylon send you their greetings. They were chosen together with you. Mark, my son in the faith, also sends you his greetings. Greet each other with a friendly kiss. May God give peace to all of you who believe in Christ.